Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mickey, obviously a ruling came down yesterday as far as the green light law. Can you just talk about, just very briefly, say what happened yesterday for people who may have missed the story?
Sure. There was a decision by Judge Wolford, and basically it was a non-decision. She did not rule on the constitutionality of the law. She decided that I did not have standing in this case, that there wasn't an impending injury to me, that by me harboring, concealing, and shielding illegal aliens, there wasn't any injury to me or any other clerk at this time.
So what does that mean going forward? A lot of people, New York State residents, are concerned about this law. Where does that mean in your legal, what does that mean for your legal action going forward? What's your next move?
Well, I did talk to the county attorney's office on Friday, and we're going to meet early next week. I'm going to make a decision next week on the appeal. The important thing is we didn't get an opportunity to make our case. The judge didn't say whether my case was constitutional or not, and that's the basis of our case. We believe that the green light law is unconstitutional, and by not giving us the opportunity to get into court or hear our case or hear the merits of the argument, basically, to use a football term, she punted. She didn't give us that opportunity.
You have been adamant all along that you will not be granting driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, even if the law holds up in the courts. Are you still prepared to take a stand against the law, whether that means Cuomo kind of taking you out of your position?
I spoke with the Niagara County clerk yesterday, who we discussed getting a meeting together of the Western clerks, and the New York State Associations of Clerks are going to have to take a stand on this issue. I'm not the only one who doesn't believe this is unconstitutional. It puts the clerks in an untenable position of saying we're going to have to harbor concealed and shield people who broke the law to be here. So what I'm going to do is we're going to meet with the clerks. Of course, I've stated that this is not a Kim Davis case. I said this. The law is unconstitutional. And the governor and the state attorney general did not want us to get to court to make our case because they know we have a very strong case that this law is unconstitutional. And we just have to look at what we can do legally. And I know it's a narrow opportunity, but we're hopeful that we can look at this. And if the governor, he has the power to remove us from office, if he's going to be removing clerks, I think he's going to have to remove 10 clerks, because there's many, many clerks that are very, very upset and concerned, because when this law was passed by the New York State Legislature, they never consulted with the clerks of the state of New York. I will be speaking to the Erie County Legislature on Wednesday to convey to them the cost to taxpayers of Erie County. We cannot handle the volume that will come. In addition to that, we do not have the training. New York State is not providing any training for our staffing. It's totally an unfunded mandate by Governor Cuomo and the state attorney general and the New York State Legislature.
You've stated that the constitutionality of the law is where your sticking point is. Aside from that, what are the negatives in your mind about this law?
Well, as we know, we were attacked on 9/11, and Congress acted with the Real ID Act on October 1st, 2020, you will not be able to board a plane or fly domestically without either a real ID or an enhanced driver's license. Essentially, what the federal government said is this: your license becomes a national ID. It used to be you had a driver's license to drive, but now it is a point of identification. So when you're going to go to the airport, you will either need a passport or an enhanced driver's license to get on a plane. Really, this document that we're giving to people who broke the law, who are here illegally, is a gateway document for them to come into this country. It legitimizes them being here. And as we know, if you break the law, many times people come into the county clerk's office, people I even know, and they get their license rescinded because a license is not a right, it is a privilege. And many, many days people come in, unfortunately, in many instances, if they broke the law, that license gets rescinded. So it's really terrible as we're looking on Veterans Day that people come in without the proper documentation, United States citizens, they may not have an original document, and we have to turn them away. We have people who are here illegally, who broke the law, and we're going to give them a driver's license. It's just not fair. And the other thing I want to say about this lawsuit is that the judge is saying that we have to be harmed, and there has to be some type of punishment before the court will act. And I think that's wrong. I think the court stated, and the judge stated, to quote, that the doors are not always open. When it comes to the constitutionality of the law, I know this is a hot topic, but we've stuck to the constitutionality of the law that we believe it's unconstitutional. The judge should have made a decision, and she took the easy way out.
All right, Mickey, I think I have everything that I need. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or about the legal recourse you guys have left or anything in general?
No, I just, like I said, the New York State's in trouble. This is a very serious issue, and this is not only going to impact Erie County, it's going to impact many states. And when the other side said this is going to make the roads safer, this goes beyond safety on the roads. New York State is the most progressive law when it comes to the green light bill. We are giving people who are here illegally, we are shielding them and we are concealing them from the federal government. And that is a fact, and no other state does that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.